This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, Dr. Seuss has been canceled. Cancel culture has been spreading like wildfire in America. It really is ridiculous. I want to welcome back to the show. Robbie Sove is a senior editor at Reason, Reason.com, and he also writes for Reason Magazine. Hey, Robbie, thanks for coming back on the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So your piece at Reason, Dr. Seuss is canceled. You gave a little history into Dr. Seuss and who he was, and you also talk about how, you know, he really changed over the course of his life. Give us a little insight into who he was.
Yeah, I mean, so Dr. Seuss is such an important figure for making reading fun and interesting for kids in the 1950s. The educational books that were used for kids to learn to reading, they were terrible. They were boring. And Dr. Seuss came along with these wonderful, fantastic, interesting illustrations and zany plots. And yes, it's also true that as a figure who was born in the early 1900s, his earliest drawings, there's some racially problematic drawings. He was a supporter of Japanese internment during World War II, although, of course, so was the President of the United States and the Supreme Court.
But, right, and they never want to, by the way, Robbie, by the way, they never want to cancel FDR. Never.
Right. Architect of the policy.
Right.
Yeah. And so those things were absolutely wrong. So it's totally fair to criticize him. But, you know, he changed his views over the course of his lifetime. He became a wonderful anti-racist. You know, he wrote editorial cartoons criticizing fascism and all sorts of things. There's a strong anti-authoritarian message in a lot of his books, like Yertle the Turtle, The Sneetches, so many others. And I think there's a lot there for children to really love and appreciate, and they do love and appreciate them. So it's just really sad that we want to purge everything that is old and historic because maybe there's something uncomfortable in there. That's a standard that, like, no one can pass or no great figure can pass. That's just so stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. It's a good word for it. Here's another question I have. I mean, why not put a disclaimer like Disney does before? And I'm not a fan of this disclaimer, but at least Disney puts a disclaimer. They haven't canceled all their old shows and things like that. Why not just put a disclaimer in the book? Like, this was from his time. Why do they just decide to wipe it away from history? How does anybody learn when they just wipe these things away like it never happened?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how badly are you infantilizing kids at some point? Why can't you just tell them about the controversy and the historical context and why that was wrong? Kids are smart. They can get it. That's fine. They should learn about that kind of thing. So it's just dumb. And you know what? If they don't want to read Dr. Seuss, it's fine. I'm sure there are a lot of other great children's books now that teach kids to read. So just give more options. If you want things additional to Dr. Seuss, I'm totally fine with that. Libraries should stock their shelves with more books, right? That's the point of libraries. But don't sanitize our history. Don't, like, just flush it down the memory hole.
He also, that book, The Lorax, which became a movie with Danny DeVito, and I watched it over the summer with my kids. I thought that book was environmental propaganda. I thought it was like the Green New Deal sponsors wrote that movie. So I'm just amazed by that because it seemed like that was exactly the kind of message the left would love, would be what was in The Lorax.
I mean, right. Dr. Seuss was a liberal Democrat in most respects. He's a liberal person, and there are liberal messages. Again, like I said, I think there's some good anti-authoritarian stuff in some of the others. But yeah, that one is wildly pro-environmental, definitely one of the left, which just shows you how far we've come for now. Now, even someone who is in most respects a progressive liberal can still be out of touch with the left, can still be an enemy of this kind of the cancel wing of the progressive activist, you know, whatever you want to call them. It's never good enough. You're never good enough for them. It's impossible.
Well, it's a great piece, as you often write at Reason.com. Most of your, I mean, all your pieces are terrific. I just appreciate you coming on to talk about this. Dr. Seuss is canceled. President Biden did not mention the famed author in his Read Across America Day speech. Robbie, before I let you go, I also saw you tweeted yesterday regarding Governor Greg Abbott's policy in Texas. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I am very pleased that there's no more lockdown or mask mandate statewide. We should have not had that for a while now, right? Because again, I keep saying people are saying, "Oh, well, you know, people will die because of this." But I seriously doubt Texas will have a different trajectory of the disease than anywhere else because of this. But our hospitals are not going to be overwhelmed, and that was the original purpose of all this punitive policies. So it's good news. Vaccines are rolling out very widely. It is time to open up the entire country, except in perhaps places where still the epidemic is really out of control. But we can. It's time to move on. It's good news, and I'm glad to hear it.
And are people free to wear masks in Texas if they choose so?
Yeah, right. Go ahead. You can still be, you know, choose whatever level of caution fits your life and your lifestyle, and no one else should judge you for your choices. But the level of being controlled by vast central governments and being told what to do on that front, that is no longer, if that was ever something we should have been doing, it is not anymore.
Well said. Robbie Sove, senior editor at Reason.com. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.